Here we are again with the mics back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome to all our listeners, and haven't said it enough, thanks to our hosts, MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. And I also want to thank my co-host, Peter Meyerson, who's sitting right here to my right. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeffrey. Always great to be here.
Thank you very much, Peter. Always a blast. It's not work when you're around. It's always fun. Our next guest, never met him before 2 minutes ago, but knows people I know, nice people. Don Packer, co-owner, Engine Room Edit and Conductor Productions. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Tell us about ERECP.
So
that was a lot easier for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame you. Actually, there were three companies. There was Engine Room Edit, was founded in 2005. We started as an editorial company. We had Flame and Avid. And we worked mostly commercials over the years. And then after a couple of years, we opened up a graphics company called Brewhouse VFX. And we also dabbled a little bit in features, a lot of mostly commercial work. And then about 5 years ago, I said, you know, things are consolidating, things are changing. Let's open a production company. So we opened a production company, Conductor Productions, and it became very successful. To the point where I turned to my partners about a year and a half ago and I said, you know, fellas, this is pretty successful. Why don't you buy me out? And so last December, they bought me out and Conductor consolidated and subsumed Engine Room and Brewhouse. So Conductor now is a one of the top commercial production companies in Boston, doing national spots and doing very well.
Yeah. National spots, meaning stories, advertising,
documentaries. Mostly advertising, yeah. Fanatics is one of our big clients.
Right.
We do docs, but docs not in the way you think about them. You know, there's a lot of storytelling in advertising, so we'll do these.
If it's done right.
Exactly. There's some 3-minute, 5-minute type things that we do. So right now what I do for them is I'm an editor, first of all. That's where I started. I started in Hollywood. Got learned my trade there. But now I edit a little bit for them, and I also consult, and I do some sales and some post-producing.
So that's your post-life.
That's my post-life, yeah. As someone said to me, oh, you're retired. I said, no, I just hit the dimmer switch on the career. That's all.
Well,
yeah.
In other words, you've evolved into a role which takes away a lot of the entrepreneurial pressure, and it just allows you to enjoy the work now.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been great. You know, It's funny to go in there now and work with them because I go in and I'm still, you know, everybody knows me and knows who I am, but nobody comes running in anymore going, Don, can you sign this? Don, can you check this bid? Can you do it? I don't have to do
just
any
like
of that
cheers.
Anymore.
Everybody knows his name.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true, but it's interesting. You know, the post entrepreneurial story is always interesting. So so it's changed relationships there. How has it changed them?
In the company itself?
Yeah.
So I'm still suffering, not suffering, it's a bad word. I'm still receiving the glow, the afterglow of being the founder of the company and the owner, ex-owner. So when I go in there, I still get a lot of respect and a lot of people know me. And I was friendly with everybody. We left on great terms. It was really a great parting of the partnerships. One of the partners actually founded Engine Room with me. The other partner founded Conductor. So it was. So when I go in there and I chat with people, and every once in a while it's nice to be asked a question that, how do you do that? Or how are we doing this? You know, and it's like, yeah, I can tell you how I did that in the past. And, you know, it strokes your ego a little bit that they still need you once in a while. But most of the time, it's just a very friendly, open atmosphere for me. And I enjoy it very much.
So you're thinking about post?
Any new ventures potentially you get sucked back in?
Well, yeah, so I did.
You know, being an entrepreneur, I say it's like being a drug addict.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, you can go off it for a while, but eventually, you know, you need another fix.
A little bit, yeah. So I'm actually working on a small web series with my lawyer, believe it or not, called Dumbing It Down with Laura Brown, and it's taking complex legal terms and explaining them in under 2 minutes. And it's sort of comedic, but fun, and I write them, I produce them, I direct them, we have a blast sort of doing this stuff, so it gives me a little energy. And
Peter, you could have done that.
I could have done
Peter's
that.
A writer and an attorney.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
There he is. There's your backroom guy to beat up.
There you go.
So where would you sell these? I
mean, so this will be, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to be monetized on YouTube or wherever else.
Okay.
Obviously, for her, it's driving business to her as a lawyer. But it's unique. When you look on the web right now, there really isn't a lot of this quick and easy access. You know, if you go on there for any sort of legal terms, you get a very dry and very formal, and you know. She's an interesting person, and when I glommed onto her and we started discussed how she did it and what she wanted to do, we're having a lot of fun. And so we've shot three. We have, I believe, 12 in the pipe for January, and she should be up. She's got everything covered, but she should be up by probably the end of January, early February.
So she plans to put these on her website? And
oh, absolutely, yeah. And she has her own, you know, Dumbing It Down with Laura Brown, which I think is brilliant. And it's just, as I said,
a
lot of
fun. Name.
It is. It's very good. It's very good. She actually, she won't mind me saying this, she got married and she wanted to take her married name. I can't even remember what the married name is, but I just went, no, Dumbing It Down with Laura Brown. It just made sense. That's her it's her name, Brown, so it's good.
See, I couldn't do the same thing with Radio Entrepreneurs because, you know, Dumb It Down, Jeffrey Davis, Radio Entrepreneurs, just doesn't ring.
Doesn't have a real panache to it, no. Absolutely.
Peter's laughing because he knows it's true, though.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I think not only the entrepreneurial experience of kind of getting there.
Mm.
I mean, you obviously made a change to come from California back to Boston. Right. So let's go there.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I went to Boston University. I was a BU kid.
So you had a natural.
I did.
And
I
it was a small school.
Yeah, it was, and I was in television production, and I went to LA on a lark with another guy that I knew. Actually, a third one joined us later on. And did well. I was there for, as I like to say, 3 years, 3 months, and 11 days. I worked for all the major studios. I worked with great people. And it's funny, I thought about this on the way over. I thought, you know, Hollywood has such a bad reputation for, you know, sort of, you know, people stabbing you in the back or whatever else, you know, and very plastic. I had more good bosses in Hollywood, I think, than I ever had in Boston. I learned a lot from the bosses in Boston. I learned a lot about what not to do in business and how to treat people and things like that. I did learn other things, too.
I haven't met a lot of good bosses, and I've worked with 700.
Exactly. I mean, it's a strange thing. But in Hollywood, I was really lucky. I had some really, really nice people, but I just couldn't stand L.A. And so I came back in 82
an acquired and taste.
Joined a company. Yeah,
were you
know,
born in New England?
I was born in
that's
Connecticut.
What, okay,
I'm a
so
Connecticut boy. Yeah,
well, if exactly. you're born here, it's, you know, you know what you know.
That's kind of the story of my wife, actually. Mm. She lived in California for 4 years and couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
after the while,
you know.
So,
but
coming back to the story, your story. So, what makes a good boss?
So I think, you know, you have to be obviously smart in business because you've got to keep the business going. I mean, business is number one. But number two is what is your business built on? Your business is built on people, and it's a little cliche to say that, but it's true. And if you know, I can go and beat the snot out of people and make an extra 10 or 20 grand, or I can really treat them well and know that
and
that
make
moment,
an extra 100 grand.
Well, right, exactly. And that moment when I need them,
it's true.
When I need them so badly, you know, when I'm like, it's Friday night at 6 o'clock and I go, I need you to work this weekend. Can you do it? It's not a question.
I always hire good people.
Always.
I was in a jam about a year ago when I was in Florida. I called the guy to our far right from Florida, and he spent the whole weekend bailing me out of my jam.
There you go.
I wasn't in jail or anything,
right,
but I had a problem.
I understood.
I had a problem, right. And he just did all the legwork, right. And he didn't, you know.
I think that's what it is. Really, I mean, good. I've always tried to be fair to my people. You know, I'm not saying I was the best boss in the world, but, you know, I did learn a lot.
There is no best boss in
the
world.
No, there really isn't, sadly.
Yeah.
You know, I think treating people right, recognizing that they have lives of their own, that, you know, that we're not the be-all, end-all, And as I used to joke around the office, I'd say, it's advertising. It's not life and death.
Hey, we're human beings. We all start with a flaw. The key is to always get better.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, great talking to you, Don. But if someone was looking for you at Engine Room Edit and Conductor Productions, got to work on that name.
Yeah.
I got to work on it. It just does not roll off our tongues.
Don at conductorproductions.com.
Yeah. So well, how would they find you if people were looking for you?
Yeah, you could email me at don@conductorproductions.com. They'll get to me. I'm at the office every once in a while, or I work a lot at home, so not a problem. And the Engine Room Edit, actually the Engine Room email works on occasion too, gets to me, so it's still there.
Well, shout out to our old friends who we both share in common, Tug and Joel. Great
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Great guys. Awesome
great guys.
Guys. Yeah,
right.
Wonderful.
Great
wonderful
guys.
People
yeah,
over
yes,
the years.
They are. Yeah. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and sitting with a great guy, Peter Meyerson. We're going to take a break, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.